The important thing about a problem is not the solution, but the strength we gain in finding the solution. While many seek quick fixes to their problems, an act that often leaves their minds untrained in the art of perseverance, it leads them to give up at the first sign of resistance. For the Stoics, true power lay not just in solving a problem, but in the development of character and the fortification of the mind that comes with engaging with it. It is in this struggle that a person's character is tested, honed, and ultimately fortified. Thus remember the Stoic rule that difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body. Man cannot remake himself without suffering, for he is both the marble and the sculptor. While we dream of greatness, we often overlook a fundamental principle. True transformation requires sacrifice. Like a sculptor chiseling away at marble, each strike is a moment of suffering, an act that chips away our flaws to reveal the masterpiece within. The Stoics believed that the process of self-remaking is not a picnic, but one that demands resilience, patience, and a willingness to endure pain. Thus, one of the Stoic rules is that, in order to remake yourself, the old must be broken to make way for the new. The Stoics embraced the principle of voluntary hardship, because by intentionally experiencing discomfort, whether it was from physical challenges, enduring unpleasant conditions, or practicing self-discipline, they trained themselves to be less dependent on external comforts and more reliant on their inner resources. Especially in our modern era of constant digital distractions and instant gratification. This practice of voluntary hardship is necessary to cultivate a mindset of perseverance and long-term thinking. And in the end, after having conquered countless challenges, you'll become the person who can confidently say, "This is nothing. I have endured worse." Welcome to a journey where stumbling blocks turn into stepping stones, where every fall is a rise in disguise. Have you ever faced a setback that felt like the end of the world, only to realize later it was a hidden blessing? Imagine if every failure was actually a secret ingredient to your greatest success. This is not just wishful thinking. It's the essence of a philosophy that has stood the test of time. Stoicism. Today, we unravel the Stoic secrets to transforming failure into a powerful tool for personal growth and success. Join us as we dive into the profound teachings of Epictetus, Seneca, and Marcus Aurelius, and discover how to turn life's greatest challenges into your most triumphant victories. Lesson 1. Embracing failure as a pathway to success. Insights from Epictetus and Seneca. In the journey of life, failure is as inevitable as the changing seasons. Yet in these moments of seeming defeat, Stoicism offers a powerful lens through which to view and transform our experiences. Epictetus, a slave-turned-philosopher, and Seneca, a statesman and thinker, both shed light on how embracing failure can lead to profound personal growth and eventual success. Understanding what is within our control. Epictetus famously said, "We cannot choose our external circumstances, but we can always choose how we respond to them." At the heart of this teaching is the recognition that while we can't control every aspect of our lives, we have absolute power over our reactions. When we face failure, it's crucial to differentiate between what is within our control and what is not. For instance, consider a young entrepreneur whose startup faces unexpected challenges. While the market's response is beyond their control, their attitude towards these setbacks are their own. By focusing on refining their business strategy rather than lamenting external circumstances, they turn potential failure into a valuable learning opportunity. The value of adversity in building character. Seneca's perspective on adversity is enlightening. He believed that hardships and failures are not just inevitable but necessary for character development. In his essay On Providence, Seneca argues that a smooth sea never made a skilled sailor. He suggests that challenges are what hone our virtues, such as resilience, courage, and perseverance. Take the story of a renowned scientist who faced numerous rejections before achieving groundbreaking discoveries. Each failure in securing funding or publishing their work didn't deter them. Instead, it strengthened their resolve and refined their research skills. In embracing adversity, they emerge not only as successful but also as a more resilient and determined individual. The power of perception. According to Epictetus, it's not what happens to us, but how we perceive what happens to us that determines our experience. This Stoic principle teaches us to view failure not as a definitive end, but as a crucial part of the journey toward success. Consider an athlete who fails to qualify for an important competition. If they perceive this failure as a reflection of their worth, they may be discouraged. However, if they view it as an opportunity to train harder and improve, they transform a setback into a stepping stone towards future triumphs. Cultivating emotional resilience. Seneca's teachings on controlling emotions are particularly relevant when dealing with failure. He advised against allowing our emotions to overpower our rational judgment. By maintaining a balanced perspective in the face of failure, we can avoid extreme reactions that might impede our ability to learn from our mistakes. A practical example is a writer who receives critical feedback on their manuscript. Instead of succumbing to frustration or despair, they choose to approach the criticism constructively, using it to enhance their writing and narrative skills. The Stoic practice of daily reflection. Both Epictetus and Seneca emphasize the importance of self-reflection. Reflecting on our failures, understanding our responses, and planning future actions align with Stoic practice. This process involves examining our actions, identifying areas for improvement, and reaffirming our commitment to our values. For instance, a business leader might reflect on a failed project by analyzing their decisions, team dynamics, and execution strategies. Through this introspective process, they can gain insights into what went wrong and how to approach future projects more effectively. Embracing Amor Fati, loving our fate. Amor Fati, a concept embraced by the Stoics, means loving and accepting our fate, including our failures. It's about seeing every experience, good or bad, as necessary and beneficial to our growth. When we adopt Amor Fati, we not only accept our failures but learn to cherish them as valuable parts of our life's narrative. A vivid example can be seen in the life of a renowned artist who, despite numerous rejections early in their career, continued to embrace their passion. They didn't just accept rejection, they loved every moment of their journey, seeing each setback as an integral part of their artistic evolution. Eventually, their resilience and unwavering dedication led to their recognition as a master in their field. The Stoic path to success through failure. The Stoic teachings of Epictetus and Seneca provide a robust framework for transforming our attitude towards failure. By understanding what is within our control, embracing adversity, reevaluating our perceptions, cultivating emotional resilience, practicing daily reflection, and embracing Amor Fati, we can use our failures as catalysts for personal growth and ultimate success. Incorporating these Stoic principles into our daily lives empowers us to rise above failure and pursue success with a grounded, resilient, and enlightened perspective. As we navigate life's challenges, let us remember the words of Marcus Aurelius: "The obstacle on the path becomes the way." In this way, each failure is not a blockade, but a stepping stone towards the fulfillment of our potential and the achievement of our goals. Lesson 2. The Art of Rational Living, Harnessing Stoic Wisdom for Everyday Success. Now, we will delve into the art of rational living, a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy. Imagine navigating life's complexities with a calm, focused mind, where every decision is a reflection of clarity and wisdom. This isn't a far-fetched idea, but a practical reality within your grasp, guided by the timeless teachings of Stoic masters. In this lesson, we explore how Marcus Aurelius, Epictetus, and Seneca teach us to harness the power of rational thought to overcome obstacles, make sound decisions, and lead a life marked by enduring success. The power of reason in overcoming obstacles. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, epitomized the power of reason in facing life's challenges. He believed that our rational mind is our most powerful tool in interpreting and overcoming obstacles. Rather than being swayed by emotions, Aurelius advocated for a reasoned approach to problem solving. For example, consider a professional facing a career crisis. Instead of succumbing to panic or despair, applying rational thought enables them to assess his situation objectively, identify viable options, and chart a new course with confidence and clarity. Decision-making with Stoic rationality. The Stoics taught that every decision should be grounded in reason and aligned with our core values. Epictetus emphasized that rationality helps us distinguish between what is within our control and what is not, leading to more effective and meaningful choices. Imagine an entrepreneur deciding on a significant business venture. By employing Stoic rationality, they can weigh the pros and cons, consider the potential impact on their values and goals, and make a decision that is both pragmatic and ethically sound. Cultivating emotional intelligence through Stoicism. While Stoicism places a high value on rationality, it also teaches the importance of emotional intelligence. Seneca's writings reveal a deep understanding of human emotions and the necessity of managing them with wisdom and balance. Take the example of leaders navigating team conflicts. By understanding their own emotional responses and those of their team members, they can address issues with empathy and fairness, fostering a harmonious and productive work environment. The Stoic practice of reflective meditation. A key aspect of Stoic rational living is the practice of reflective meditation. This involves regularly examining our thoughts, actions, and motivations to ensure they are rational and aligned with our principles. Consider students struggling with academic pressure. Through reflective meditation, they can analyze their study habits, attitudes towards learning, and underlying anxieties. This introspection allows them to adopt more effective strategies and a healthier mindset towards their education. Embracing change with a Stoic mindset. Stoicism teaches us to accept and adapt to change with grace and resilience. Marcus Aurelius wrote extensively about the impermanence of life and the need to embrace change as a natural part of the universe's order. In the context of today's fast-paced world, this means being flexible and adaptable in the face of technological advancements, shifting market trends, and evolving social norms. A business leader, for instance, who embraces change and encourages innovation, is more likely to lead their company to sustained success. Living a life of virtue and purpose. The ultimate goal of Stoic rational living is to lead a life of virtue and purpose. The Stoics believe that a rational life is a virtuous life, where our actions are guided by wisdom, justice, courage, and moderation. For us, this means making choices that not only serve our personal interests but also contribute to the greater good, whether it's in our professional endeavors, social interactions, or personal goals. Living rationally according to Stoic principles ensures a life of fulfillment, integrity, and true success. Rational living is a path to success. As we embrace the Stoic art of rational living, we equip ourselves with a powerful framework for navigating life's challenges and opportunities. By cultivating reason, emotional intelligence, and virtue, we can transform our experiences into a journey of continuous growth and achievement. The wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, Epictetus, and Seneca offers us more than just philosophical insights. It provides practical tools for living a life marked by rationality, purpose, and success. In our next steps, let us remember that each decision, each challenge, and each moment is an opportunity to practice Stoic rationality. It's in these moments that we forge our path, not just towards achieving our goals, but in becoming wiser, more balanced, and more fulfilled individuals. Lesson 3. Transforming failure into fortitude, Stoicism, and the mastery of resilience. In this lesson, we delve into one of life's most daunting yet inevitable experiences. Failure. How do we rise above it? How can we turn our failures into foundations for future success? Stoicism, with its profound insights, offers a transformative approach to handling failure. Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus teach us not only to endure failure, but to use it as a tool for personal growth, resilience, and ultimate success. Embracing failure is a natural part of life. The first step in transforming failure is to accept it as an integral part of the human experience. Marcus Aurelius viewed obstacles as natural and necessary for growth. He believed that what we perceive as failures are, in fact, opportunities to strengthen our character and resolve. Consider a budding entrepreneur whose first business venture fails. Rather than viewing this as a personal defeat, Stoicism teaches them to see it as a natural step in their journey. This shift in perspective lays the groundwork for resilience and paves the way for future success. Learning from failure, the Stoic path of wisdom. Epictetus famously said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This Stoic principle urges us to use failure as a source of learning and self-improvement. Each failure provides valuable lessons that can shape our future choices and actions. For example, an athlete who loses an important match has two choices: succumb to despair or analyze their performance to identify areas for improvement. By choosing the latter, they embody the Stoic approach, turning a moment of failure into a lesson in personal development. Stoicism and the refinement of personal skills. Stoicism doesn't just help us cope with failure. It teaches us to extract wisdom and refine our skills through it. Seneca believed that adversity and failure test and build our capabilities in ways that success cannot. A writer who receives critical feedback on their work can either disregard it or use it to hone their craft. Stoicism encourages them to approach criticism constructively, seeing it as an opportunity to refine their writing skills and produce better work in the future. Building resilience, the Stoic way. Stoic philosophy offers a blueprint for building resilience. Resilience is not an inherent trait, but a skill developed through facing and overcoming challenges. Marcus Aurelius, through his own life's adversities, demonstrated that resilience is cultivated by enduring and learning from hardships. Imagine a professional facing a series of career setbacks. Each obstacle, viewed through the Stoic lens, is a chance to build resilience. This process involves not just enduring challenges, but actively engaging with them to emerge stronger and more capable. Stoicism and the art of emotional regulation. One of the key aspects of dealing with failure is emotional regulation. The Stoics teach that while we can't always control external events, we can control our reactions to them. Managing our emotions in the face of failure is crucial for maintaining clarity and focus. Business leaders facing financial loss can easily be overwhelmed by emotions. However, by practicing Stoic emotional regulation, they can maintain a calm and composed demeanor, allowing them to make rational decisions and plan their next steps effectively. Transforming failure into success, the Stoic journey. The ultimate goal of Stoicism is not just to endure failure, but to transform it into a stepping stone for success. This transformation requires a combination of acceptance, learning, skill refinement, resilience, and emotional regulation. Consider a scientist whose groundbreaking theories were initially rejected by their peers. By persistently refining their ideas and persisting despite setbacks, they eventually revolutionized their field. Their journey exemplifies the Stoic approach to transforming failure into enduring success. Embracing the Stoic path in the face of failure. As we continue our exploration of Stoic wisdom, let us embrace the notion that failures are not dead ends, but rather pivotal moments of growth and learning. Through the teachings of Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus, we learn that our reactions to failure and the lessons we extract from these experiences define our path to success. Incorporating Stoicism into our lives means viewing each failure as an opportunity to strengthen our character, refine our skills, and enhance our resilience. It's about understanding that success is not the absence of failure, but the ability to rise above it time and time again. Lesson 4: Navigating life storms with Stoic compass. Practical strategies for overcoming adversity. In this lesson, we delve into practical strategies rooted in Stoic philosophy to help you rise above failure, use it as a catalyst for growth, and carve a path to enduring success. The teachings of Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus offer not just philosophical insights, but actionable steps to master the art of turning adversity into advantage, identifying and leveraging control. The Stoics emphasized understanding the dichotomy of control, distinguishing what is within our control and what is not. Recognizing this can dramatically change our approach to failure and success. For instance, consider project managers facing unexpected delays. Recognizing that certain factors, like team dynamics or resource availability, are within their control, while others, like market trends or client decisions, are not. They can focus their efforts more effectively, leading to a more strategic and less stressful management of the project. The role of perception in overcoming failure. Epictetus taught that it's not events themselves but our perceptions of them that cause our distress. By reframing our perception of failure, we can extract value from it instead of letting it defeat us. Imagine artists who receive negative reviews for their work. By perceiving these not as a personal attack, but as constructive feedback, they can use the critiques to refine their art, thereby turning potential setbacks into valuable learning opportunities. Embracing adversity as a teacher. Seneca's view of adversity as a crucial teacher and character builder is particularly relevant here. Challenges and failures are not just obstacles, but opportunities to develop virtues like resilience, perseverance, and patience. A young entrepreneur whose business struggles in its early stages, for example, can embrace these challenges as lessons in resilience and adaptability, ultimately leading to a more robust and sustainable business model. Practicing mindful response to adversity. Stoicism teaches the importance of responding to situations with mindfulness and rationality, rather than reacting impulsively. This approach is crucial in managing failure and turning it into success. A professional athlete who loses an important game, instead of reacting with frustration, can take a step back to analyze their performance objectively. This mindful response allows for constructive criticism and focused improvement. The power of Stoic reflection and self-examination. Regular self-reflection is a key Stoic practice. Reflecting on our failures and successes with an objective, non-judgmental mindset enables us to learn from our experiences and make better decisions in the future. Consider a writer who has faced repeated rejections. Through self-examination, they can understand their weaknesses and strengths, refine their writing style, and approach their craft with renewed vigor and insight, cultivating Stoic resilience for long-term success. Ultimately, the Stoic approach to failure is about building resilience. This resilience is not inherent, but developed through continuously facing and learning from challenges. A business leader navigating through an economic downturn can use Stoic principles to maintain a steady course, making strategic decisions and adjustments, thereby emerging stronger and more prepared for future challenges. Charting your course with Stoicism. As we integrate these Stoic strategies into our lives, we equip ourselves to navigate through failures and adversities with a balanced, rational, and resilient mindset. The wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus guides us in transforming our challenges into opportunities for growth and success. Lesson 5. The Stoic Path to Personal Excellence, Cultivating Virtue and Resilience in the Face of Adversity. In this lesson, we explore how the cultivation of virtue and resilience, key tenets of Stoic philosophy, can empower us to rise above failure and turn adversities into stepping stones for success. Drawing on the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus, we delve into practical ways to integrate Stoic virtues into our lives, ensuring a robust foundation for enduring achievement and fulfillment. The virtue of courage in confronting failure. Courage, a central Stoic virtue, is crucial in facing and overcoming failure. It's about confronting challenges head-on, not with recklessness, but with a composed determination to learn and grow from them. Consider a young professional who faces a critical mistake at work. Courage guides them to own up to their error, learn from it, and take corrective action. This brave approach not only rectifies the situation, but also builds their reputation as a responsible and resilient individual. Moreover, this experience teaches them the value of thoroughness and attention to detail, qualities that will serve them well in their future endeavors. Wisdom in understanding and leveraging life's challenges. Stoic wisdom involves recognizing the inherent value in all experiences, especially failures. It teaches us to extract lessons from adversity, turning setbacks into growth opportunities. Take the case of an entrepreneur whose venture initially fails. Wisdom allows them to dissect the reasons behind the failure, understand market dynamics, and customer needs better. This deep understanding equips them with the insights needed to pivot their approach and relaunch more successfully. Additionally, this process of reflection and learning fosters a mindset geared toward continuous improvement, a key driver of long-term success. The practice of temperance in managing success and failure. Temperance or self-control is vital in maintaining balance, whether in times of success or failure. It involves managing our impulses, emotions, and reactions to maintain a steady course. A successful artist, for instance, practices temperance by not letting praise inflate their ego, nor criticism unduly discourage them. This balanced emotional response keeps them grounded and focused on their art rather than external validation. Furthermore, this equanimity allows them to approach both praise and criticism constructively, using them to refine their craft while staying true to their artistic vision. Justice in dealing with others during tough times. Justice in Stoicism pertains to treating others fairly and with dignity, regardless of our own circumstances. This virtue becomes particularly significant when we face challenges, as it guides us to maintain integrity and empathy. In the business world, a leader facing organizational restructuring due to financial strain exercises justice by ensuring transparent communication and fair treatment of all employees. This ethical approach not only upholds the dignity of those affected, but also maintains morale and trust within the team. Additionally, such fairness fosters a positive company culture, reinforcing loyalty and commitment even in difficult times. Building resilience through Stoic endurance. Stoic resilience is about enduring life's hardships with a calm and steady demeanor. It's about seeing adversity not as a barrier, but as an essential part of personal development. Athletes facing a series of injuries exemplify this resilience. Instead of giving up, they patiently rehabilitate, using the downtime to study techniques and strategies, thereby deepening their understanding of their sport. This period of forced rest and reflection not only aids their physical recovery, but also enhances their mental game, making them a more complete athlete when they return to competition. The integration of Stoic virtues in daily life. Integrating Stoic virtues into our daily life isn't just about facing big challenges. It's also about how we handle everyday situations. It's a continuous practice of aligning our actions with our principles. Teachers, for instance, apply Stoic virtues in their daily interactions with students. They show courage in addressing difficult topics, wisdom in guiding their learning, temperance in managing the classroom dynamics, and justice in treating each student with fairness and respect. This consistent application of Stoic virtues not only enhances their effectiveness as an educator, but also serves as a role model for their students, instilling in them these valuable life principles. Moreover, this daily practice strengthens their own character, enabling them to face personal and professional challenges with a resilient and virtuous mindset. Embodying Stoic virtues for a life of excellence and incorporating Stoic virtues into our lives is a journey towards personal excellence. Through the practice of courage, wisdom, temperance, and justice, we equip ourselves to face life's adversities with resilience and integrity. This Stoic path leads not just to success in the conventional sense, but to a deeper sense of fulfillment and purpose. As we move forward, let us strive to embody these virtues in every aspect of our lives, turning challenges into opportunities for growth and transforming our failures into milestones of our success story. Lesson 6: Mastery of the Self. Stoic strategies for personal development and resilience. This lesson delves into how Stoic teachings can be applied to personal development and resilience, empowering us to transform our weaknesses into strengths and failures into lessons for growth. Embracing the insights of Marcus Aurelius Seneca and Epictetus, we'll uncover strategies for nurturing a strong, adaptable, and resilient character. cultivating self-awareness, the foundation of personal development. Self-awareness is the cornerstone of Stoicism and personal growth. It involves a deep understanding of our own thoughts, emotions, strengths, and weaknesses. This introspection allows us to identify areas in need of improvement and to celebrate our strengths. Through regular self-reflection, we become more attuned to our internal states and reactions. This heightened awareness enables us to make conscious choices about our behavior and attitudes, aligning them more closely with our values and goals. By continuously observing and understanding ourselves, we can embark on a path of self-improvement that is both informed and intentional. Embracing challenges as opportunities for growth. Stoicism teaches that challenges and hardships are opportunities for personal growth. Facing adversity with a positive mindset allows us to develop resilience and perseverance. By adopting this Stoic approach, we learn not to shy away from difficulties, but to engage with them constructively. Every challenge becomes a chance to test our abilities, learn new skills, and build mental and emotional strength. This proactive attitude towards life's hurdles fosters a resilient mindset, enabling us to tackle future challenges with increased confidence and capability. The role of discipline in self-mastery. Discipline is a key aspect of Stoicism and personal development. It involves the consistent practice of virtues and the diligent pursuit of our goals, regardless of external circumstances or internal moods. This Stoic discipline is not about harsh self-denial, but about creating a structure that guides our actions and decisions. It helps us to stay focused on our objectives, manage our time effectively, and resist distractions and temptations. Through discipline, we can cultivate habits and behaviors that support our long-term goals, leading to a more productive and fulfilling life. Developing emotional intelligence through Stoic practices. Stoicism places great emphasis on emotional intelligence, the ability to understand and manage our emotions and those of others. By mastering our emotions, we can respond to life's situations with composure and clarity. Stoic practices like mindfulness and reflection help us to recognize and regulate our emotional responses. By learning to observe our emotions without being overwhelmed by them, we can make reasoned choices instead of reactive ones. This emotional mastery not only enhances our personal well-being, but also improves our interactions and relationships with others. Continuous learning and adaptation, the Stoic lifelong journey. Stoicism advocates for continuous learning and adaptation as essential components of personal development. It teaches us to remain open-minded, curious, and willing to learn from every experience. This commitment to lifelong learning means constantly seeking knowledge, being open to new ideas, and adapting our beliefs and behaviors in light of new information and experiences. By embracing this mindset, we stay mentally agile and adaptable, able to navigate the complexities of life with wisdom and flexibility. The practice of gratitude and positivity in Stoicism. Gratitude and positivity are important aspects of Stoic philosophy. Practicing gratitude helps us to focus on the positive aspects of our lives, fostering a sense of contentment and well-being. Stoicism encourages us to find reasons to be grateful every day, even in difficult circumstances. This practice helps us to maintain a positive outlook, reducing stress and increasing happiness. By regularly acknowledging and appreciating the good in our lives, we cultivate a mindset of abundance and positivity, which is instrumental in overcoming challenges and achieving personal growth. The Stoic journey to self-mastery. In embracing these Stoic strategies for self-mastery, we embark on a fulfilling journey of personal development and resilience. The teachings of Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus guide us in cultivating self-awareness, embracing challenges, practicing discipline, developing emotional intelligence, engaging in continuous learning, and nurturing gratitude. As we apply these principles to our daily lives, we build a strong foundation for personal growth, adaptability, and success. This journey of self-mastery not only enhances our own lives, but also positively influences those around us, creating a ripple effect of improvement and resilience. Lesson 7: Stoicism in overcoming failure, building resilience and growth. In this lesson, we explore how Stoicism helps us not just to endure failures, but to use them as catalysts for personal growth and resilience. Drawing on the teachings of Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus, we will uncover practical strategies for transforming our setbacks into opportunities for development and success. Reframing failure, the Stoic perspective. The Stoic approach to failure starts with reframing how we perceive it. Instead of viewing failures as defeats, Stoicism encourages us to see them as essential parts of the learning process. This reframing is more than just positive thinking. It's a fundamental shift in perspective. It involves recognizing that failure provides valuable lessons and opportunities for self-examination. This Stoic viewpoint encourages us to approach setbacks with curiosity and openness, ready to extract wisdom and insights from every experience. Controlling our responses to failure. Stoicism teaches that while we can't control external events, including failures, we have complete control over our reactions to them. This principle is crucial in building resilience. By focusing on our responses, we empower ourselves to approach failures constructively. Instead of reacting with frustration or despondency, we can choose to respond with determination and a willingness to learn. This Stoic practice helps us maintain a balanced perspective, ensuring that our responses to setbacks are aligned with our long-term goals and values. The importance of resilience and personal growth. Resilience, a key Stoic virtue, is essential for turning failure into growth. It involves the ability to bounce back from setbacks and continue moving forward. Developing resilience requires more than just enduring difficulties. It involves actively engaging with challenges and using them to strengthen our character. This Stoic approach to resilience ensures that each failure not only teaches us valuable lessons, but also fortifies our mental and emotional fortitude, preparing us for future challenges. Learning from failure, Stoic strategies for improvement. One of the most practical aspects of Stoicism in dealing with failure is its emphasis on learning and improvement. Every setback is an opportunity to gain insights and enhance our skills. This learning process involves analyzing our failures, identifying areas for improvement, and applying these lessons to our future endeavors. By adopting this Stoic strategy, we ensure that each failure contributes to our personal and professional development, bringing us closer to our goals. Embracing humility and openness in the face of failure. Humility and openness are important Stoic virtues when dealing with failure. They involve acknowledging our mistakes and being receptive to feedback and new ideas. By embracing humility, we can objectively assess our actions and accept responsibility for our failures. This openness to learning and growth is crucial for overcoming setbacks and advancing on our personal and professional paths. Stoicism and the long-term view of success. Stoicism teaches us to take a long-term view of success, understanding that setbacks are temporary and part of a larger journey. This perspective helps us stay focused on our ultimate goals without being derailed by temporary failures. By adopting this Stoic long-term view, we can navigate through failures with patience and persistence, confident in the knowledge that each step, even backward ones, is moving us forward in our overall journey. Harnessing Stoic wisdom in overcoming failure. As we apply Stoic principles to our experiences of failure, we transform our setbacks into powerful tools for resilience and growth. The wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus guides us in turning our failures into stepping stones towards success, equipping us with the strength and insight needed for our personal and professional journeys. Lesson 8: Stoicism and embracing challenges. Transforming failure into success. Building on our previous discussions about overcoming failure, this lesson delves deeper into how Stoic principles guide us in facing life's challenges, transforming them into opportunities for growth and success. We will draw inspiration from Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus to learn how embracing difficulties can lead to personal and professional development. The Stoic art of viewing failure as a teacher. Stoicism teaches us to view failure not as a setback, but as a necessary teacher. This perspective encourages us to examine our failures closely and extract valuable lessons from them. This approach involves a shift in mindset where we perceive every failure as a chance to learn something new about ourselves, our methods, and our goals. By adopting this stoic attitude, we can use our failures to refine our strategies, improve our skills, and strengthen our resolve. This constructive engagement with failure fosters resilience and prepares us for future success. Developing resilience through stoic practices. Building resilience is a key aspect of stoicism. It involves developing the mental and emotional toughness to endure hardships and bounce back stronger. Resilience in stoicism is cultivated through continuous self-improvement and learning. When we face failures, instead of giving in to despair, stoicism encourages us to analyze our responses, identify our weaknesses, and work on them. This ongoing process of learning from our mistakes and fortifying our character forms the bedrock of stoic resilience, enabling us to navigate future challenges with greater confidence and skill. Stoicism on control, focusing on what we can change. A fundamental stoic principle is focusing on what is within our control and accepting what is not. This principle is especially pertinent when dealing with failure. In any situation of failure, Stoics advise us to discern what aspects we can influence. This might include our effort, attitude, or preparation. By concentrating on these areas, we can make meaningful changes that turn failures into growth opportunities. Accepting what we can't change helps us avoid unnecessary frustration and conserve our energy for where we can truly make a difference. The role of Stoic reflection in overcoming adversity. Stoic reflection is a powerful tool in learning from and overcoming adversity. It involves regularly examining our actions, decisions, and their outcomes to gain deeper insights into our behavior and choices. Through reflection, we can understand the root causes of our failures, whether they stem from flawed strategies, misjudgments, or external factors beyond our control. This introspection enables us to learn from our experiences and make more informed decisions in the future, thereby enhancing our ability to overcome similar challenges. Embracing change and adaptability in the face of failure. Stoicism teaches the importance of adaptability and embracing change, especially in the face of failure. Being adaptable means being open to changing our methods, approaches, and even our goals based on new information and experiences. When we fail, it often indicates a need for change. By being adaptable, we can pivot our strategies, try new approaches, and remain flexible in our pursuit of goals. This willingness to change and adapt is crucial for turning failures into successes, as it allows us to find more effective paths to our objectives. Stoic optimism, finding hope and opportunity in challenges. Stoicism promotes a form of optimism that finds hope and opportunity, even in the most challenging situations. This optimistic outlook encourages us to view every difficulty as a chance to demonstrate our virtues and grow stronger. In the face of failure, a Stoic optimist looks for the silver lining, focusing on potential gains and improvements rather than dwelling on the negative. This positive yet realistic attitude helps maintain motivation and perseverance, key factors in transforming failure into success. Harnessing Stoic wisdom to overcome and grow. By applying Stoic principles to our experiences with failure and challenges, we equip ourselves to transform these experiences into valuable opportunities for personal growth and success. The teachings of Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus provide us with a resilient framework for understanding and navigating life's difficulties, enabling us to emerge from setbacks wiser, stronger, and more capable. Lesson 9. Managing stress and achieving balance, a Stoic approach to well-being. In this lesson, we explore how Stoicism can help us manage stress and achieve a healthy work-life balance. In this session, we draw upon the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus to understand how Stoic principles can be applied to modern challenges of stress management and maintaining equilibrium in our busy lives. we'll uncover strategies to help us cope with pressures, maintain mental and emotional well-being, and achieve a harmonious balance between our personal and professional responsibilities. The Stoic Art of Perceiving Stress Constructively. Stoicism teaches us that our perception of events, not the events themselves, determines our stress levels. By altering our perceptions, we can change our experience of stress. This Stoic perspective involves viewing stressful situations as opportunities for growth and testing our virtues, such as patience, resilience, and adaptability. When faced with a stressful scenario, instead of perceiving it as a negative event, we can choose to see it as a chance to practice and strengthen our Stoic virtues. This shift in perception transforms our experience of stress, reducing its impact on our well-being. Focusing on what we can control. A core Stoic principle is focusing on what is within our control and accepting what is not. This approach is particularly effective in managing stress. In stressful situations, Stoics advise us to identify what aspects are within our control, such as our actions, reactions, and attitudes, and let go of concerns over uncontrollable factors. By concentrating on our responses and what we can change, we can reduce feelings of helplessness and anxiety, making stress more manageable and less overwhelming. The importance of Stoic reflection in stress management. Regular reflection is a key Stoic practice for managing stress. It involves examining our daily experiences, identifying stressors, and considering how we can respond more effectively. Through Stoic reflection, we gain insight into our stress triggers and our habitual responses to them. This self-awareness allows us to develop more constructive responses to stress, such as taking breaks when needed, setting realistic goals, and maintaining a balanced perspective on work and life challenges, embracing change and maintaining flexibility. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of adaptability in the face of change, a crucial aspect of stress management. Being flexible helps us adjust to new situations without excessive stress. When faced with change, whether in our personal or professional lives, Stoicism teaches us to embrace it as a natural part of existence. By maintaining flexibility, we can adapt to new circumstances with less anxiety and more ease, finding new ways to achieve balance and well-being. The role of Stoic mindfulness in achieving balance. Stoicism and mindfulness share common ground in their focus on living in the present moment. This Stoic mindfulness helps us achieve balance by keeping us grounded in the here and now. Practicing Stoic mindfulness involves paying attention to our current experiences without judgment, allowing us to fully engage with our tasks and interactions. This presence helps us avoid becoming overwhelmed by worries about the future or regrets about the past, promoting a more balanced and focused approach to life. Prioritizing self-care and setting boundaries. Self-care is an essential part of maintaining work-life balance and managing stress. Stoicism encourages us to take care of our physical and mental health as a duty to ourselves and others. This involves setting healthy boundaries, ensuring we have time for rest and relaxation, and engaging in activities that rejuvenate us. By prioritizing self-care, we can maintain our energy and effectiveness, allowing us to handle stress better and fulfill our responsibilities in all areas of life. Achieving harmony with Stoic wisdom. By applying Stoic principles to stress management and work-life balance, we can navigate life's pressures with greater ease and effectiveness. The wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus offers practical guidance for cultivating a balanced, fulfilling life, free from the overwhelming grip of stress. In our next and final lesson, we will bring together all the Stoic teachings we've explored, synthesizing them into a comprehensive approach to living a virtuous, resilient, and contented life. Lesson 10, Embracing Resilience, a Stoic Synthesis for Overcoming Failure. This final lesson is dedicated to synthesizing the teachings of Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus, focusing on the Stoic approach to overcoming failure. We'll explore how to weave these timeless principles into a cohesive practice, enabling us to face life's challenges with resilience, wisdom, and fortitude. Reframing failure through Stoic philosophy. Stoicism teaches us to reframe our perception of failure, viewing it not as a defeat, but as an opportunity for growth. This perspective is a synthesis of the Stoic philosopher's teachings, encouraging us to extract wisdom from every setback. Embracing this view means understanding that failure is part of the natural ebb and flow of life, as taught by Marcus Aurelius. It's about adopting Seneca's perspective that adversity strengthens our character, and it's about practicing Epictetus's principle of focusing on our responses to events rather than the events themselves. This holistic Stoic approach transforms our relationship with failure, turning it into a catalyst for personal development. Building resilience through Stoic practices. The Stoic philosophy offers practical strategies for building resilience, an essential quality for overcoming failure. This involves developing a mindset that is prepared for any eventuality and that can remain steady in the face of adversity. Incorporating daily Stoic exercises such as reflection and meditation strengthens our mental fortitude. We learn from Marcus Aurelius the importance of mental preparation for life's challenges. Seneca's teachings on endurance and perseverance remind us of the long-term nature of resilience. And from Epictetus, we gain insight into maintaining our inner tranquility despite external circumstances. Stoic decision-making in the wake of failure. Stoicism provides valuable guidance for decision-making, especially in the aftermath of failure. It encourages us to make choices based on reason, virtue, and the greater good. Applying Stoic decision-making involves assessing situations with clarity and objectivity, as Marcus Aurelius did. It means considering the ethical implications of our decisions, drawing on Seneca's teachings, and it requires us to understand what is within our control. As Epictetus advises, focusing our efforts where they can be most effective. The Stoic community, learning from others' experiences. Stoicism also recognizes the importance of community in overcoming failure. Learning from others' experiences and sharing our own can be incredibly beneficial. This aspect of Stoicism involves engaging in discussions with like-minded individuals, seeking wisdom in the teachings of past Stoic philosophers, and applying these lessons to our own lives. Marcus Aurelius's reflections, Seneca's letters, and Epictetus's discourses all serve as valuable resources for understanding how to navigate failure and emerge stronger. The Stoic virtues as tools for overcoming failure. The Stoic virtues, wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance, are powerful tools in overcoming failure. These virtues guide our actions and attitudes, helping us to approach challenges with a balanced and ethical mindset. By cultivating these virtues in our daily lives, we equip ourselves to handle failures more effectively. Wisdom helps us learn from our mistakes. Courage enables us to face challenges head-on. Justice ensures we treat others fairly, and temperance helps us maintain self-control in the face of adversity. Moving forward with Stoic resilience. As we conclude our series on Stoicism, let us integrate these teachings into our lives, embracing them as a unified approach for handling failure and building resilience. The wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus offers a comprehensive framework for navigating life's ups and downs with strength and equanimity. Let us carry forward the Stoic virtues, the practices of reflection and self-examination, and the mindset of seeing failure as a stepping stone to greater success. By doing so, we cultivate a resilient spirit, capable of overcoming any challenge and turning each setback into an opportunity for growth and learning. Embodying Stoic acceptance and adaptability in the face of failure. A key aspect of Stoicism, particularly in overcoming failure, is the cultivation of acceptance and adaptability. These principles guide us to embrace life's unpredictable nature and to fluidly adapt to changing circumstances. Acceptance, as taught by Stoic philosophers, does not imply passive resignation, but an active acknowledgement of reality. It's about recognizing that some aspects of life, including failures, are beyond our control. By accepting this, we free ourselves from unnecessary frustration and focus our energy on what we can change. Adaptability, on the other hand, is about being flexible in our approach and mindset when faced with failure. It involves the willingness to adjust our strategies, goals, and perspectives in response to new information or changing situations. Marcus Aurelius exemplified this through his adaptive leadership during times of crisis. Seneca's diverse life experiences reflect his ability to adapt to different roles and circumstances, while Epictetus's teachings encourage us to adapt our inner attitudes to align with the flow of life. Together, acceptance and adaptability enable us to navigate through failures with a sense of peace and purpose. They teach us to bounce back from setbacks with renewed strategies and perspectives, ensuring that we continue our journey towards growth and fulfillment with resilience and flexibility. Incorporating these six key Stoic principles of Lesson 10 into our lives offers a holistic approach to dealing with failure and adversity. By integrating the wisdom of Stoic philosophers, practicing daily reflections, building resilience, making considered decisions, learning from our community, embodying Stoic virtues, and cultivating acceptance and adaptability, we equip ourselves with a powerful set of tools for personal and professional success. Embarking on a timeless journey with Stoic wisdom, as we close the final chapter of our transformative journey through Stoicism, remember this: in every challenge lies the seed of opportunity. This Stoic adventure has not just been a series of lessons. It's been an awakening to a philosophy that can revolutionize the way we live. We've navigated the teachings of Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus, transforming ancient wisdom into modern strategies for resilience, growth, and fulfillment. But this is not the end. It's the beginning of a lifelong journey with Stoicism as your compass. Each day presents a new canvas, and now you're equipped with the Stoic brush to paint a life of virtue, wisdom, and contentment. Embrace your challenges, celebrate your growth, and continue to weave the rich tapestry of Stoic philosophy into the very fabric of your life. As you step forward, carry with you the essence of Stoicism: resilience in the face of adversity, clarity in decision-making, and peace in acceptance. Let the Stoic spirit guide you in transforming every setback into a step forward, every failure into a lesson learned, and every moment into an opportunity for growth. Thank you for joining us on this extraordinary journey. May the Stoic path lead you to a life of profound fulfillment and unwavering strength. Until we meet again, continue to live, learn, and grow in the wise footsteps of the Stoics. The journey is yours, and the world is your arena. Go forth with the courage of a Stoic warrior and the wisdom of a Stoic sage.